Not long ago, there was a meetup of Iowa podcasters where, yeah, you guessed it, podcasters from Iowa and some surrounding states got together to share stories and best practices. Coming up, a conversation with Andy Ward of the podcast Hey Buddy. Now, much of the time, Andy is a police officer in a small eastern Iowa town, but once a week, he riffs with friends for the highly entertaining show Hey Buddy. Andy Ward is coming up next. Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of NTPDA, the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, representing the folks who sell tractor, combine, and all sorts of ag parts to farmers and ranchers. Learn more about them at ntpda.com.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. Aureon.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We are hanging out at the Iowa Podcast Meetup, if you will. And this is where people from all over Iowa and other states have come together to celebrate the art of podcasting. And with me is Andy Ward. He's the co-host of a podcast called Hey Buddy.
It's so simple, isn't it?
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's going on, man? Welcome. What the hell is this about?
Oh, man. First off, thank you for letting me be on your show. Right. I mean, it's a pleasure. Earlier today, which many people probably don't know because they most likely weren't here, you did a heck of a good speech. And you gave us a lot of information, and I just wanted to come out first off and say thank you for that. Nice. Because as mass majority of podcasters, they have absolutely no idea how hard the struggle was to start and exactly how to make you a little bit unique that people actually pay attention to you. Because anybody who's anyone can be on a podcast, you know? But our show is the Hey Buddy Show. I do it with myself and my buddy Ben Maher, who apparently did not want to come over and be on the show, which is...
It's all right.
Well, when you find out when there's food and, you know, beverages available, he's going to jump on the beverages.
I don't blame him.
So our show is all about just talking about real-life situations. Ben and myself are both collegiate athletes.
Really?
And, yeah, he was up in Minnesota, and I played for Eastern Arizona, which was an NAIA school, which was...
Baseball.
I was baseball. Ben's a bigger, much bigger man. He was a football star. Well, in his mind, he was a football star.
Right.
And then I moved to Ashford, and I played baseball there to finish up my college career. Nothing too spectacular, but I always told my coach, if I could play against us, I would have loved it.
Yeah. One of those things, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so you are based out of Eastern Iowa.
Correct.
In what town?
Right now, we actually do it right from our studio in Sebula.
Sebula? Now, that sounds like something that might be in Missouri.
Yeah, I know. It sure does. And when I tell people, like, where is that? I'm like, well, our tagline is the only island city in Iowa.
Island city.
Yeah, so it's definitely an experience that you should definitely come out and check out. Right. We have a fantastic ice cream shop.
There you go.
I mean, people travel all over for ice cream.
You know, it's funny how niches get into this. We're talking with Andy Ward, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-host of something called Hey Buddy out of Sebula, Iowa. Now, one of the other interesting things, off mic, you were telling me that you used to be a professional wrestler?
I used to be a professional wrestler. That is correct.
Wow. And what do you do? What's your day job, man?
Actually, believe it or not, I am actually a police officer. When I told you off air, you just went, why not?
Why not? You know, hey. You know, a professional baseball player, professional wrestler, police officer, and podcaster. It all makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has their own different kind of journey.
Sure.
And I was told growing up that make the most out of the time that you're here.
Right.
So I think I'm doing a good job.
So how long have you been podcasting?
Well, my podcasting career actually started back in 2010. And I was a young kid, had no idea what I was doing.
Right.
And I did it for about a year and a half. Excuse me. And I just wasn't getting the momentum because I had no idea what I was doing. I call my buddies over. We talk about stuff. We think it's funny, but come on. That's not all true. So then I got out of it, and I got hired up at a radio station. It kind of got me back in the groove, and I got a stint with XM Radio.
Get out.
Seriously, Turbo.
Nice.
You know how I got on it?
Huh.
I sent a demo tape to them on a weekly basis.
Either, so they were tired of hearing from you.
I think that's what it was. So I signed a 2-year deal. It was good. And then I realized that podcasting is now, it's a huge business.
Yeah.
I mean, your income that you can make in the year is limitless if you know exactly what you're doing.
Right.
So one day I said, hey, to my buddy Ben, I go, hey, my contract's coming up. He goes, we should do a show. And I go, I hear that from everybody. So we sat down and we did a demo just to see what it sounded like. It passed my wife's standards.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
I mean, it's really hard to impress my wife. So she's like, that show sounded good. I said, all right, we'll give it a shot. We literally started back in October, and we have been at it. We had a lot of technical difficulties the first time around, though.
Yeah.
He lives in DeWitt. It's like 40 miles away.
I used to know the nitwit from DeWitt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful town, by the way.
His name was Kenny Behrens. He's since deceased.
I can say I do not know that person.
There you go. His name is Andy Ward, ladies and gentlemen, and he is Hey Buddy. How often dare you guys podcasting?
Right now, we're kind of unique. Our shows last every Friday. They come out every Friday. But we also do a live show on Tuesdays.
A live show.
A live
so
show.
So you show up at a bar someplace or what?
Right now we've been locally.
Coffee
just
shop?
We locally
ice
just,
cream store?
Yeah, like pretty much anywhere that anybody would say, hey, come on in, we'll do a live show there. I was just thinking that's something to be a little bit unique. We got a studio line, believe it or not, and people call us from all over. How they find us, I tell you the truth, we're just really lucky. I mean,
good for you.
Lightning in a bottle is what it is. Because when we first did it, I'm going to be brutally honest, we had like 50 people.
Right.
You got to start somewhere. Now, since October to now, we average about 15,000 people that listen to our show on Tuesday.
Isn't that amazing? So, okay. So you're doing it live. What platform are you on live?
Right now, what we do is it's a service called Spreaker.
Right.
It's I believe it's a European, like, branding, and right now they have multiple different plans. You can get one that says that you're an entrepreneur and you could have it for 24 hours a day. You can play music or whatever you want. You have to license said music, which is expensive, by the way. You have to pay BMI and all that kind of stuff. I'm not into that. So what it is it's so cool. We get 3 hours every single day for the plan that we have. Right now, we're just scheduled for just Tuesdays because we're both busy. I mean, he works at ADM.
You've got criminals to catch.
I gotta kidnap those criminals at that ice cream shop. Gotta make sure no one's speeding in this one-horse town. And so right now, we're sticking with three, and we also have an intern.
Oh, whoa.
Well,
it's scalability here.
Scalability, exactly. We've had three different interns. We have no good luck with interns.
All right.
Well, right now they're not making any money, right. But
I understand, you know, they may be passionate about it.
Of course.
For a week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's It's literally, it's like when you have children and you're talking to your child, say, hey, we're going to do this. And they're like, oh, great. And then you take them to the zoo. And after they've seen everything once, that's it. They're done.
Yeah, they're done. Yeah.
They're all done.
Andy Ward, ladies and gentlemen, he is a co-host of something called Hey Buddy. We will have links to all of that up on our radio blog, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Thank you for taking time to talk to me because you were busy having a conversation, and I just kind of stumbled over and said, hey, I'll be on your show. And you're like, all right, let's hear about this.
Yes,
and I literally, I sincerely appreciate you being able to talk to me. Do you mind if I give a quick shout-out to our website
Go. Yeah.
It's heybuddyshow.com. It has all of our archives. And thank you again. I love being at this meetup. You meet so many connections. You have no idea what's actually happening in Iowa, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
There it is. His name is Andy Ward. We will have links up on all of that to our radio blog. Thanks again, Andy.
Thank you.
Once again, our friend Andy Ward from the Iowa podcast, Hey Buddy. His professional life, he's a police officer. And then every once in a while, he riffs about stuff he finds interesting with his friends, and he calls it Hey Buddy. We will have links of his podcast up on our radio blog. Well, that about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You want some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For Andy Ward and the rest of the crew, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.